Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
We gotta take it like man.
What's the question? I think you just answer your own question.
You know, you just gotta look at his numbers and stuff.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Uh-oh, I got some good news. Going to see DJ Quick and Yoshi's Friday, Evan. Quick!
Oh, hell yeah.
Tonight! You jealous? It's all good.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
DJ Quick?
Yeah. No, I'm jealous. Yeah, no.
Dollars and cents.
Can you get me a ticket?
No. Going with the brother-in-law.
Ah, you hate to see it.
Mm-hmm.
You hate to see it. DJ Quick, huh? Yeah. Is he a Bay Area product or?
L.A., Compton. Sure. Dude, he's a legend. Starting, yeah, you
think
of
he's
Quick?
Really from Compton?
What are you dissing?
You know what I mean.
No, he's really from Compton.
You know, it's one of those.
Well, tell me.
You know, it's like me saying.
You're from Oakland.
Exactly. That's exactly what it's like saying.
He's from the soil of Compton.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What's on your mind, man?
You've been annoying me today. Wow. But
no, that hit different.
Yeah, it did. I know you have been. But it's my fault. Because I should have known what I was getting into today.
Well,
shut up.
Well, the
Steve.
Draymond stuff, we're bonding. We both agree. Evan's
yeah,
who you're really
that
mad
bothers
at.
Me too.
You're mad I went to Evan and he played. No, you were on the Brock Purdy thing that Mac Jones set you off. To me, if they were to interview me in a room solo, the cops. I'll be like, that's when it happened.
You're right.
Evan jumped in.
And he was wrong.
But you're taking it out on me.
That's
like
right.
You do.
I'm going to take it out on both of you asses. Every text line is saying, I never said Jones was better.
It was wrong.
Than Purdy.
Look, I can't let it go.
I didn't.
Dude, what shirt is that? Warriors?
I don't know.
Why is it green?
Why is the sky blue? I don't know. It's a t-shirt I was given. Good, Evan. You want to step in for me like you did for Tim Roy last night?
You're looking phenomenal.
You
got to
take a breath. A yeah. Deep breath, Steiny.
You guys. I'm crashing out here.
Well, won't be your first one.
You know what? Kool-Aid in Oakland. Just start talking on the radio.
Kool-Aid.
Hey, Kool-Aid. How you doing?
Guys. Yeah. What's going on,
What's
my
up,
friend?
Baby?
How you doing?
All right.
Doing well.
Hey, check. Good. Check this out, guys. I know, Goo, you know this, Donnie, as well. Let me ask you something. I want to correlate NBA to the NFL real quick with the Niners. Basically, let me ask you a question. Tim Duncan, how many championships rings does he have?
Five.
He has five. Okay, so that means that he won four with Ginobili and Parker, right?
Yes.
Okay, so my thing is this here. During the regular season, when they was winning those championships, or before, You never heard anybody talking about the Spurs. All you heard was like Jake. I'm from Oakland, so Jay Kidd, you know, with New Jersey, or Dirk with the Mavs, or the Heatles when LeBron came to the Heat. That's all you heard about. And I don't know if because maybe San Antonio is a smaller market. They used to call Tim Duncan the big fundamental, or if they were just boring. But, you know, during the season, you would never hear anything about them, right? But then during the playoffs, those boys would kick it into another gear, and they would just kill everybody, right?
All right.
So I'm like, man, that's kind of like what I'm getting from the Niners this year. Now, everybody was coming down on the Niners when they got hurt, when people started getting hurt. I think Bosa got hurt first. Did Bosa even play a game this year?
Yeah, he played a couple, but then he did get hurt.
Okay, so he got hurt. He went out. Okay, and then I think Pirasol has been out before. And then when Fred went down, everybody's like, oh, man, it's over. You know, forget it. You know, and then Purdy went down. I'm like, okay. But the thing about it to me was kind of like a blessing in disguise because I kept saying to people, I said, man, if they could just stir the ship until these guys get healthy, you know, and I think, man, I think they got a real shot at doing something later on, you know, during the regular season. And to me, that's exactly what happened. And somebody else got hurt. I can't think of who it was. The brother with
Fred
the
Warner.
Long blonde hair.
Yeah, Fred Warner.
Warner got hurt, and I'm like, and who, the offer, the tight end.
Kittle.
Man, his name is Dave.
Yeah, Mikel Williams.
Kittle. Yeah, they got hurt. So I'm like, all these guys getting hurt, and they got hurt early in the season, right? So I'm like, okay, if the Niners can find some way to stir the ship until they get later on into these games, they may have a shot at something. And whoever came in for Bosa's position, he's doing his damn thing. Whoever came in to take, you know, Fred Warner's position, his spot, they're doing the thing. Because if you think about it, no matter all these things that they're going through, they've only lost 4 games, you know? So they've been able to stir the ship. And that just kind of reminds me, and nobody was talking about him when everybody got hurt. Everybody was down on him, right? But it kind of reminded me of the Spurs, how these guys had just came back. And Phillip Rivers, I mean, that game was awesome last night, at least the first.
All right. Hey, thanks, Cooley. Appreciate you. Basically, what he was getting at is, no,
help me.
People are asleep. You know, the Spurs in the regular season, people were always slept on them. They didn't watch them a lot because they weren't entertaining. And maybe that's the 49ers this year. They're sneaking up on people.
Yeah. Well, the secret's out there.
I think that's
Kool-Aid.
I think that's
where he was going.
I think. All right. Daniel is in San Francisco. He wants to talk about Brock Purdy. Hey, Daniel, how you doing?
Hey, boys, how's it going?
Hey.
Going well, thank you.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm proud of the kid. Like, that performance last night showing that he's a true quarterback and not just a system quarterback, and he's earned a spot on this team, and he showed he can lead this team to victories with 5 touches, and that's pretty impressive. It's a career high for him. And I say this boy can keep this train rolling. A Super Bowl's been in contention. I mean, I think they have a good shot at winning this year.
I mean, if they'd win it this year, it would be an unbelievable story. There's no doubt about it. There's just none. Thanks, Daniel. Appreciate the call. I mean, the reason they can't win it all, and I don't mean they can't as in they won't, they can't win it all without Bosa and Warner. But I'm sorry, if they win a Super Bowl this year without Bosa and Warner, we must officially call them overrated, right?
No.
Yes.
No. It's not even an indictment on them. It is
an indictment on them.
It's a celebration of coaching. And what if this, real quick, what if the season hadn't started and they were without Bosa and Fred? Steiny, we would be talking about them solidifying the number one seed like it was winning the Super Bowl.
Wait, what?
If we would have known that there was no Bosa, let's say they got hurt in preseason, Bosa and Warner, you telling me that this season was going to culminate with the Niners being a number one seed, I liken that to you saying they're not going to win a Super Bowl without Bosa.
They're not.
That's how
like
preposterous it is.
Exactly. And they're not.
But they're close, I guess. They're close.
They're not.
And they're
not. Yet they're not.
Well, 2 more wins.
14 teams. Well, then 14 teams are close.
Well, I'm talking about for number one seed.
Oh, well, they're not going to win a Super Bowl without.
Dude.
If they win a Super Bowl without Warner and Bosa, get rid of them.
Oh, I mean, dude, we're 8 quarters away. Like, just think about that, man.
I this, Explain it to me.
Yeah, I don't think
Fred Warner. We just casually throw. This is what I can't. This is everything's chickens are coming home to roost. We just throw it around. Oh, Fred Warner is the best linebacker in football, and Nick Bosa is the best defensive end in football. Okay, no, they're not. How can they be? We don't lose when they don't play.
Well, you have.
Oh, boy.
But, dude, Brock's in the zone, and I know people could say,
you know what's going to happen, don't you?
They're not playing anybody, but last night that was somebody.
Let me tell you what's going to happen.
Somebody.
Let me tell you what's going to happen. You ready?
Yeah.
49ers are going to the playoffs.
That's done.
Yeah. And Fred Warner's going to come back, and they're going to lose.
I don't know what to do with that.
You don't have to do anything. I'm telling you. Put it in the cap.
You wouldn't blame Fred.
What do you mean?
Yeah, that's too simple-minded, too simple Simon.
What do you mean?
You want him out there.
I do not want him out there this year. Absolutely not.
You think they get they get the number one seed. They get a week off, and he could go week two at home against whoever? Oh, my God. They would sign off on
him. He's not coming back. That I bet on.
The crazier things have happened.
They cannot bring him back this year.
The 2011 Giants won the Super Bowl, and that was the worst defense potentially in the NFL at the time.
Man.
Who'd they lose? Lawrence Taylor?
That was Eli Manning's. They went on the road.
I know it wasn't Lawrence Taylor.
They were 32nd, which is literally dead last in total defense.
So that's a comp. 32nd. And this team, I mean, points per game, they're 11th. And that's shocking me in regard to being positive. Wow.
You asked me seriously about Fred Warner. No, it's too risky to bring him back. Plus, here's the other thing.
That's not like something I would say, but now they got some mojo going. I'm like, if he's healthy and they sign off, and real quick here, the summit in San Jose where we were like the breaking news, McCaffrey, look how he's held up. Stine, I got to believe if the powers to be, and mainly Fred, feels like he can go, you would say no?
I would say
no. You're usually the one that says, bring him back.
This is different. This is an injury.
Why?
Because it's too soon. It's too soon. Would you bring Fred Warner back?
I mean, if the science, if he's healthy and the doctors are saying he can go.
Okay.
T.O. came back from a broken leg. Remember that? Yeah. It's the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
I wouldn't bring him back. You know who you bring back? If this is your best player on defense, I can't bring him back because we're going to need him next year. Mm. But maybe he's not, is what I'm getting at.
Oh, no, Stoddy. He would have stopped it. He would help.
This is my point. It's like, has the 49ers, if there were no names on the jersey, if there were no numbers on the jersey, would anybody be able to tell the difference that, Fred Warner and Nick Bosa were there for the first three games, you can just tell. No, you can't.
But I'm using
you. They're passing the eye test. That's a fact.
Because of who they're playing, though, has a lot to do with it.
Okay.
Well, that's why these next 2 weeks are going to solidify for me just how far this team could go defensively. But you don't win that Ram game in L.A. Thursday night. I know it was early without Fred Warner, and you were down 21-0. Like, we saw what Stafford did, and you guys could say, and I'm going to hold on to it because it happened here at home. Yeah, they got it to 7. But, Stani, if you can get 5-4 back and he was, ready to go, you let that dude play.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ-FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Let's go to Ed in Petaluma. Hey, Ed, how you doing?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Ed.
I want to talk about Shanahan. I was never really a big fan of his. I don't know what it was. I can't pinpoint it. But if this year, if he doesn't get Coach of the Year, there's definitely something wrong. I don't think any other coach could do what he did with the injuries, the drama. And his team is vying for a number one seed. So you can't take that away from him. He's just the best coach in football right now. And the second thing I want to bring up is with Draymond. I don't blame him anymore because the Warriors allowed this to happen.
Yeah.
The NBA allows this to happen. The minute he punched pool and he suffered no consequences, he can get away with murder and they don't care.
Man.
And I was thinking in my 70 or 60 years of watching NBA – I cannot find another player who berates and abuses referees like him, and they do little about him.
Man.
So I can't blame Draymond anymore. It's the NBA and the franchise. Let him do it.
Did you watch the game? I got to ask you this. Did you watch the game last night? Oh, he cut him off.
No, he's still on.
Did you see Draymond telling the ref four consecutive times? This is just something I'm looking at. Call foul. Call a foul. Call a foul. Call a foul. Four straight times. And I'm like, when do you get a T? Not that I want. Like, come on, you can't talk to the ref with the authority like that. But I guess he can. And then that popped off after, man. But I get what you're saying, man.
So Draymond, this is, I'm old school. I would cut him today. Because for whatever you're paying him, you're getting nothing in return. So why not bring up a kid from the D-League who at least play his heart out when you put him in for 5 minutes?
Yeah, Ed. Thank you, Ed.
I'm never going to change on that, man. That's just – it's. I mean, he's getting away with a lot. And if you don't need D-League, the G-League, you got guys behind him right now that are hungry, as Steve Kerr answered Monty Poole's questions, Donnie, giving you more energy and more offense.
I mean, it's going to be tough for Shanahan to win the coach of the year.
Yeah, but I told you, we've had this conversation, Steiny. I understand what Vrabel's doing in New England. I get that. And you've turned it around. My guy in Cohen in Jacksonville. But just tell me the guy that's dealt with the injuries to damn near every part of your team. You know, Kittle was gone. Then we talk about what you did with the Mac Jones experience. And then you lose Bosa and you lose Fred. Like, damn, Steiny, can I gain some ground on any metric that way with what I've done and kept the team afloat? And now the possibility to be up there with teams that had better health than us? That's all. And you know I ain't the biggest Kyle fan, Stan, but I got to give credit where credit is due, man. Let's go see where he finishes.
Let's go to Sway. He's in Alameda. Hey, Sway, how you doing?
Gentlemen, happy holidays to you, and hope you guys enjoyed this holiday as much as we all are.
Thank you.
As well as we enjoying the winning, you know. Everybody likes to be a winner, you know. Congratulations to the San Francisco 49ers. I am very, very actually shocked they're actually making it this far. But I wouldn't be surprised if they make it to the end. However, what I'm really, really skeptical about is they make it to the final like they have in the past years. And it might just happen another mayhem there where they just choke at the very end of the very game, the game that matters the most. They seem to choke the past years in the past. And I'm afraid that might happen. So thank you for my call. Happy holidays and ho-ho to everybody.
Yeah, thank you.
Come back at you.
Sway. Happy holidays. What'd you think of Sway's call?
Well, he swayed me. He's watching it. I'm watching just like him. Can they pull this off? Talking about the Niners, can they pull this off? And they put themselves in the best position possible with two games left at home. You take care of business. You get a bye. That's incredible.
This is Kyle Shanahan on the veterans on the team who he thinks expected this.
When you have a veteran team who's gone through all that stuff and, you know, I mean, since 19, when you come up short in the Super Bowl, like, that's all you want to do when you come back. And 20 is talk about that, and things don't go well, and it makes it a really tough year. But then going to the NFC Championship or the Super Bowl the next 4 years or three out of the next four, I mean, that's just all you can focus on. And, you know, I remember guys like Bosa in 19 who's a rookie, or Debo in 19 who's a rookie, and they think that's all the NFL's about, get into the playoffs, trying to compete for a Super Bowl, and then the next year doesn't go right. And it kind of crushes your team. And I wanted guys to just know you can't always look at it that way. Like, if you do, like, a couple bad things happen, a couple injuries happen, and you can get very deflated. I wanted guys to just focus on being the best they could. And when you've spent your whole time in the league, like guys like Brock and stuff, that every year you're in there, you're going to the NFC Championship or something. I had to kind of tell them the reality. That's not always the case. And get that out of your mind. That doesn't mean you can't do it. But we need to focus on just being the best team we can be and earning the right to talk that way. And those guys did that. They earned to get in the playoffs, and now we'll see what we can do in it.
Yeah, that was Kyle Shanahan talking about the veterans believing in this team. And, I mean, I think to me one of the big things for this year is you avoided missing the playoffs 2 years in a row. That's like what good franchises do. They don't have dry spells. And, you know, outside the 2 year start of Kyle Shanahan's tenure, they haven't lost 2 years in a row or missed the playoffs 2 years in a row. So they definitely get credit for getting back on track this year.
And what about Kyle? I don't even know if we still have the sound in the system at the beginning of the year, but you, Willard, Dibs, and I, during the crossover, talked about him setting expectations and kind of lowering expectations, if you will, in regard to, you know, cutting out the Super Bowl talk. Remember that? We played that sound where you felt like he was kind of sending a message to the fan base that maybe he didn't think he had that type of team this year. And look what they're, you know, already have accomplished in regard to making the tournament, enduring the injuries. And now you got action at possibly, you know, this would be the head scratcher, Steiny, if this would be the version or iteration of your team that actually got it done. And I know that's a long, long way from now. But the bottom line is, remember, we thought, or I did, Kyle was like, maybe this ain't the team this year. This, you know, we're going to try. But now you've had this success, and you basically control your own destiny on how and where you'll play your playoff football. Amazing.
Somebody on the 925 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line saying the Bears had more injuries than the 49ers this year. Did they?
I don't remember Caleb Williams missing as many games as
Purdy. What year is Caleb Williams?
I don't know.
Like second? Is he in his second year? Like, if the Bears have had a lot of injuries and the Niners have had a lot of injuries, then, like, that guy will get the coach of the year over Shanahan, too. Mm. Just because the Bears have finally broken through when they hadn't broken through.
Is he your – you would give it to Johnson?
No, I'd give it to Rabel. Yeah. They've won, like, 11 in a row, right?
They're balling.
I mean, it's – listen, the other reason why Shanahan's not going to get it is because I think nationally – I don't think nationally they thought the Niners had fallen off as much as – maybe we did after a 6-11 year. Plus, it always goes to the guy whose team does the most unexpected.
Well, the Niners were bottom feeders last year. I know there was injuries and, reasons.
But you know what? Like, Kyle wasn't getting coach of the year with that schedule. How about that?
You bring it back to it.
I mean, no, what I'm saying is I think the national media really – respects the 49ers. A lot of respect on the 49ers. And so they, I don't know if they viewed the 49ers really as a 6-11 team last year. They probably credited it to injuries. And then this year, you know, they've had more injuries, but they're winning. But I think when national media looks at the Niners, they just kind of think this is what they do. Mm. And so when that happens, the coach of that team tends to not get as much credit as a more surprise team, let's say.
Yeah, and I won't hate on Vrabel, Steiny. Like, he can get it, and I understand. I didn't have Ben Johnson doing what the Bears are doing or him having them in the position they're in. But just the youth on defense and Robert Saleh's first year back and to see Alfred Collins grow and, you know he's not, you know, filling up the stat sheet or the box score, but Steiny, he is a load, man. And for them to have the success that, you know, it doesn't look like, but to be eighth rushing yards per game, like, damn, a lot of kudos goes around. But we're going to see how this thing ends. And if it's them hosting the playoffs, that's going to be crazy.
George Kittle, of course, got hurt last night. Here's what he had to say afterwards.
My concern level, I don't think it's a high ankle sprain. So, you know, we'll take it one day at a time and we'll go from there. It happened second quarter. I don't know. We had a drive. I feel like I got hip dropped. Ankle got stuck in the grass or the turf, the cork turf. Really weird field. And, you know, tried to tape it up. Went in the third quarter. Then it just got worse from there. And, you know, that was, if I can't, you know, run very fast or plant, then I think it's a better out for my other tight ends to go in there and make plays.
Man. You definitely want him out there Sunday night. Duh. But damn. That was the only thing. Yes, you.
I don't think he's playing.
What makes you get that this early? Just that?
Well, first of all, I know they have clinched. So they, as important as the game is, they'll have more important games. And I want Kittle ready for the first week of the playoffs.
Now, what if, I'm not even fighting you. But I guess, Donnie, I'm saying the importance of these two games, yeah, well, he could re-injure it. But if you got that bye week for him to heal. But he looked like a dude. He was hurt. Like, I was
exactly.
Like, damn.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm not sure that I would play him if there's any.
But Fred, were you real on that? You, if Fred said he could go and the doctors cleared him, you still wouldn't play him?
No, I wouldn't. Wow. Because when that injury happened and we started talking about, could he come back? At the time, everyone's like, he can't. It's a long shot. So I'm just going on timing. I don't know if he'd be able to talk him out of it, but I wouldn't. That's just me. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors played last night, ladies and gentlemen, and they won their second game in a row, but it wasn't without some discord between Steve Kerr and Draymond Green. That segment was sponsored by Bay Area Fast Track.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Let me tell you what my new name is. Jawan Jennings. Trade me or pay me.
I was just a pig in heaven.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Kendrick Bourne got his bonus.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Pretty sure.
How does that work? Does Uncle Sam have his hand in the bonus?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. So sick of him.
Well, if you want roads and imagine, stop signs.
Well, I need a wheel alignment driving on 880. It ain't working. Where's the money going?
Every time money's going to roads and stop signs and traffic lights. Now, you're not one of those guys, are you?
Are you one
of those guys?
I'm like Shasky. I'm mad right now.
You one
now.
Of those guys about taxes?
Yeah. And that's what life's about. Dude, just imagine if we got our gross pay.
But we don't.
Just imagine, though.
You know what?
It's Guru, our pay.
Guru, I imagined that.
Oh!
One time.
When?
When I got my first paycheck ever.
I give you a phone on that. You got fast.
Mommy and Daddy, why is the one number so much bigger than the other, and I'm getting the other number? And they explained to me about the tax
man. And you left it alone, huh?
Yeah.
Man. I'm going to miss you guys, man. Have a happy holiday. I know the show's not over, but I just want to take time to reflect on a great year I think we've all had. We've grown together, you, Evan, and I, and Carter, and the listeners. And I just want to get better, man. And I'm here for... Like, why would you laugh?
Because I don't know if he's serious.
Evan, I can't even get serious.
I don't know if he's serious.
And Evan's laughing. Like, what are you guys
I can't tell either.
Don't leave Carter out. He's laughing.
Dude, I just... Wow, my bad. Let's back the ball. Dude, we're not robots, man. It's a stressful environment. We make the best.
It's not a stressful environment. Talk about sports.
We get judged by numbers.
I know, but it's not a stressful environment.
That part's going well.
We don't even know how the numbers work.
Well, excuse me for trying to bond, guys. I ain't drunk. You guys laugh. I've had too many drinks.
Well, we had dinner canceled.
I know.
That hurts.
It does hurt a little bit.
What if I told you I came in because of that? Like, I was looking forward for that.
I believe it.
I got some bad news, or we as a show have some bad news. So you and I have went 15 rounds on certain... Have gone on certain topics.
No, this is not...
And Lonzo Ball versus Ben Simmons was one of them.
Okay.
And Carter, if you may, or help us out, give us the update on old Ben Simmons, because I think Goo has the win after this.
You, go ahead.
Yeah, according to Mark J. Spears, Ben Simmons is putting his NBA career on hold to pursue pro fishing.
Nice. Oh, that is so cool.
But he's done, Steiny.
Right, but he still has more awards than, like, he...
But he's a fisherman.
It doesn't... Right.
He left.
Yeah, but he was still like
he's second team all NBA. He's truly gone fishing. Shout out Barkley, Ernie, and Shaq, and Kenny.
You know what? That's not true. He's not turning into a fisherman, is he?
Carter got it.
I mean, that's a punchline.
It's making the rounds.
I'm going to need to see verification.
Well, I mean, when's the last time you saw him ball? He don't love it. That's all.
Last year.
Alonzo's still trying to ball. He got a team.
Still was the rookie of the year. He was the rookie of the year.
Oh, boy.
Three-time All-Star.
People are saying that he didn't want to become a hunter because he was afraid to shoot.
That is a 9. Wow. Oh, Benny got paid and left.
He was all league. He was all rookie first team. He was all defense first team twice.
That series against the Hawks. When he was with Philadelphia.
And he was all NBA third team.
Yeah, man, that dude is humongous. I called him Baby LeBron. Now that's Banquero. I mean, that dude's... What you having for?
I'm not a like
Evan bunch. Don't like his team type game, but he recognizes his talents. In person, Evan, did anything change? That dude's a huge specimen, man.
Yeah, he's nasty. He went 7-for-19.
Yeah, something about him. Something's missing there.
Kobe, now
something's
this.
Missing.
A jump shot?
Yeah, like, he puts up
welcome
numbers.
Welcome to the NBA.
He puts up numbers, and he can put stats up.
He goes to that rack. I mean, Butler was bouncing off of him.
You
like
do
he
know
was...
he stunk last night.
Yeah, he did.
Cannot be that guy.
And I have a feeling, like, Suggs could be more important to that team than...
What
Tom
if
Carroll.
I told you I'm letting it all out now. I blamed Evan for Curry's horrible first half shooting. I'm like, he's supposed to be making everything for Evan.
How do you think I felt?
He couldn't even buy a Hershey.
Like, I'm going to have to call the worst game of Steph Curry's career.
He fixed it, though.
Let's not bury the lead. Evan Giddings with his NBA debut.
GP2 the rebound. Allitt's up ahead to Curry. Curry looking for his opening in transition, but right there is the 6'7" Anthony Black.
Stop!
Wards him off. Curry met by a double team and loses control of the ball. It's loose on the deck. Podziemski comes away with it. The GP2 back to Curry. Three-pointer. That's good. Do your dance, Steph. 80-75 as Curry. 5 straight to begin the second half. Drops it in from distance. Timeout, Orlando.
Drops it in from distance. That's nice.
Yeah, it was a good call.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Good call.
I could see you doing color with E. Was solo dull. Could you do color?
I think I could, but I don't.
It takes you a long time to wind up, get it out.
Right, because I like to be precise. I don't blurt things out.
I know everything.
I try to think before I speak.
The blur.
God forbid.
It sounds racist almost, hey. Blurt.
No.
Evan, when I hear blurt, I don't like, because that's what I do.
You're just mad because Ben Simmons is a fisherman.
Like, that didn't age well, partner. You got to own that one. Like,
own what?
The ball's still playing.
Yeah, and Ben Simmons has had Lonzo Ball may play another 5 years. Ben Simmons still will have a better career than him.
No, it wasn't that.
No, it is that. If Lonzo Ball makes a third team All-NBA,
oh, man.
Then we're even. Well, if he wins a Defensive Player of the Year award.
Lonzo's body betrayed him. Your boy's mind, his mind
betrayed him.
What was the one in Wizard of Oz you had to go see for courage? You had to go see who? Come on, guys.
You went to the wizard for those things. You didn't go. Yeah, the lion didn't have courage.
That's all I was asking for.
No, you made it sound like you go to the lion for courage. No, the lion had to go to the wizard.
Yeah.
Let's go to, you know what? Let's.
Wizard gave him nothing, by the way. He was a phony.
Yeah, he was.
Oh, man.
Here is, okay. If Draymond Green last night, Warriors called timeout. They went over to the bench. Kerr and Draymond got into a shouting match. Draymond ended up walking off the bench into the locker room, stayed there for a while, eventually came back. Steve, what happened?
Yeah, we got into it, obviously, and you know, I took the timeout just because I thought we lost our focus there a little bit, and well, we had it out a little bit, and you know, he made his decision to go back to the locker room to cool off, and that's all I'm going to say about it. It's everything is private. Yeah, I got nothing further to add.
Why do I appreciate, and you tell me what you think, the fact that he said we got into it? He didn't run from it.
Well, it was on camera.
Yeah, I got you, but there's ways to dress it up and minimize it. Yeah, we had a disrespect, but he said we got into it. And I appreciate that, Coach. And you're right, it was on camera, but you could have finessed that. Yeah, we had a disagreement on this or that, but we got into it.
And the Warrior, you know, don't ever let it be said. Don't ever let it be said that the Warriors are afraid of Draymond. Steve Kerr.
I mean, he didn't play the last 20 minutes. Would you have gone back to
him? No, he wasn't going back.
No.
A decision by him or you?
Well, he left. He went back to the locker room. Mm. And so we moved forward, and the guys played great. It's a hell of a win. Really good second half, and I'm very proud of the team. And, yeah, like I said, nothing more to discuss from my end.
Wow.
So
I appreciate it. I'm not hating on Dre.
So that to me is kind of like when a guy misses curfew and they suspend him for like the first series.
Yeah.
So Draymond can shout at the coach. He can leave the team. He can go into the locker room. He can be there for 10 or 15 minutes. He can come back out. The only thing that happens is I'm probably not going to play you the rest of the game.
There's got to be a penalty.
That was a real penalty. Give me a break is what I'm saying.
No, like, break that down. I don't know.
I mean, that's the least they could have done. Not put, like, if you would have put him back in the game? Are you kidding me? Like, that would have been unheard of.
No, unheard of is when you punch a guy in the face and you splat his nose and drop him, and then you don't get suspended or anything. Like, I wouldn't have been shocked. I'd have thought that was on brand. I appreciated the Warriors and Coach Kerr. I'll say Coach Kerr for acknowledging they got into it and saying your ass ain't going back in this game because you left. That's disrespectful.
Yeah, but don't come in here and say, boy, the Warriors really lowered the boom on Draymond.
No, they just stood up to him.
They did the bare minimum. The bare minimum.
Like, then what are you insinuating? Like, what else could you do? He walked off, came back.
Maybe
your ass should not be able to go back in the
game. Maybe there's a ramification today. Mm. I don't know.
No, seriously, if you were running things.
Maybe once he went back to the locker room, would you do that? Dunleavy goes back there and goes, don't you dare go back onto that court. You're not going to do that. I don't know.
Like, seriously, if you were running a squad, Steiny, and you were the coach, would you want, if I did that to you as a player, would you want me to be fined or something to pop off after, or was, like Draymond kept saying, that was funny, he kept saying it because he don't want anything to happen. Oh, we're good, we move on. Well, not necessarily.
Well, that's my point. Is if so, Draymond does something else, and then he goes, I'm moving on. Okay, I guess the team will move on too. Whatever you want.
Yeah.
It's just the latest. Just the latest. Let's go to Dave in Fresno.
Dave.
Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Yeah, guys, you know, I'm so tired of the Draymond coverage. I'm tired of people trying to cape for him. He's not worth the trouble anymore, and it's been that way for a while now. You know, I just feel like he doesn't contribute to winning like he used to. You know, it was easier when you had Prime, Clay, Steph, and KD. Yeah, Draymond, you're a real asset, but right now you're not an asset anymore. And I just think he's just a name. He's not as good as a defender. He's good for a good game every 10 games. He's obviously not an offensive player. Like, what is he contributing to the team besides, like, seriously? Like, I think people are scared to criticize him because he walks around with his bravado because he has his podcast. He won those four championships. He's better than all the European players. Like, he's just this big, bad bully. But what is he? You're not even a bully, bro. Mm. Like, what do you bring to the table?
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? You're an inconvenience.
Yeah.
You know, you're just a name. And I'm saying it because it needs to be said, and people need to stop tiptoeing and tell what the real is. Because he ain't that good, bro.
Thanks, Dave.
Boy, you're not.
Dave. I'm playing, Stani. It's getting there.
How about this? You know what?
Tell me.
I wouldn't start him on Christmas.
No, wow.
I'd start Kuminga.
Wow.
You can't walk off the – you can't leave the team that.
Man, I'm feeling that.
You're coming off the bench. I love Kuminga.
I'm feeling that, man.
You can't just walk off the bench and leave the court for 15 minutes because you're mad.
But also now I'm just like, how finesse. Here I go. Of course it's easy for you, Dre, to say in the aftermath, shout out Dr. Dre, yeah, we'll just move on. Well, not necessarily. We'll decide that. But man, something's going on, Stani, that we've been talking about. Everybody can see it. Now you just wonder, you know, what they're going to do about it. But Monty Poole talked about what we've been seeing.
Yeah, this is the question he asked.
The group's ready to go. I mean, you know, you could see the game tonight, and, you know, we need Draymond, and he's a champion, and we've been together for a long time, and all we can do is the rest of the group keep pushing, keep getting better. I thought this was one of our better games. I thought the first half was brilliant. We just didn't make shots. I thought Draymond played great. Whole team was really, really good, but we were 3 for 18 from the three-point line. We just couldn't make anything in the first half, but the process was great. That continued through the second half, and it's unfortunate what happened, but it happened.
All right, that was Steve Kerr after last night's game and why the guys who came in seemed to right the ship. Super chat, Prev is Daniel TV. Another $4.99. Draymond has more turnovers and personal fouls than field goals. Jimmy has 165 field goals and 30 turnovers and is leading the team in assists. Jimmy is a better playmaker. That's very fair at this point.
Yeah.
Very fair.
What do you think has more chances of happening? Kuminga playing Christmas or Dre getting out of the starting lineup?
Hey, do we know? Kuminga was ill last night. It was a DNP.
No, it was a DNP CD.
It was a DNP. Yeah. I don't like that.
How come?
Because didn't he play last game?
No, he was sick.
But the game before that, didn't he play?
Yeah, he played 10 minutes.
Yeah, so he played 10 minutes, then was unavailable, and now he didn't play. He got rewarded for a good week of practice with 10 minutes. Kind of. There you go. Let's go to...
Gee was a plus 14.
Gee's playing with some confidence.
No doubt about it, man.
So's Pods.
They got to give about plus 37.
Don't talk about that.
Plus 37. Think about that.
37?
Yeah. Wow. Chris Mullin even brought it up. He said he ain't a big plus minus guy, but when he gets to that number, basically I'm paraphrasing, you can't hate. You got to congratulate.
Yeah.
Dude, he's taking his little mid-range. Have you seen it? Noticed it? Pods. Pods can dunk.
That's one of your worst lines.
It's not. You didn't introduce these. We didn't introduce ourselves to each other and I said, hey, Pots can dunk. It was in. It was taken out of context.
It was taken completely in context.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway.
Wait, pause.
He's playing. He's playing. And you know what?
Got to bring Draymond off the bench against
season,
the Mavericks.
Steiny has been, a lot's gone on. A lot's happening right now. And they're 15-15. That I still don't like.
It's nasty.
You going to bring Dre off the bench when Anthony Davis is on the Mavericks?
Yes, sir.
And who's balling right now? Anthony Davis is balling.
They lost last night.
Yeah, he was personally good.
Well, that's all that matters. Who cares about the result? Did he score a lot of points? I guess he scored a lot of points. Did he have a lot of dunks?
You're the biggest
Let's
hypocrite.
Go to Dre. Dre's in Oakland. Oh. Oh, boy.
The town.
What if? What if he's making
What's
his dick?
What's going on?
That's not him.
We thought you might have been the real Draymond. It's all good.
Well,
we'll take
put me
it.
On the spot.
Hey, you know what?
Surprised you're talking to me.
I might as well be because finally I feel good. You know, before I was panicked when everything was calm, when nobody was you know, a rock in the boat. Now I can calm down because this is what you guys let me call. Last time I called, you guys let me be emotional, and I appreciate that because this is what I called for. I called for some controversy. I called
He did.
Talk between Draymond and you know what? Even the callers, they didn't like it. I'm calm now. Now I feel good. I feel like Nostradamus because now I'm calling a Warriors win streak. This is what we needed. And I think Draymond's an absolute genius for doing this. I almost feel like he was listening to my call. Can I go that far? I mean, wow. I feel absolutely amazing. I'd rather have the controversy with the W's than everybody being calm with the L's. Thank you, guys. I appreciate
that. I remember him now.
Go, Dre.
I do, too.
Yeah,
thanks, Dre.
Yeah, so Dre gave him what? Dre gave Dre what he was looking for. But at what cost?
This is more Draymond Green. After let me get. Did he quit on a team?
Yes, he did. There's no doubt about it. And why would you even ask that?
Because he came back. That's why during the game.
But you left, and you knew you weren't. It was over then.
Yeah,
that's like you leaving.
I think it's
mid-show.
A fair question. Yeah, but what if I came back?
I wouldn't want you back.
Well, you wouldn't have a choice.
I would tell the boss.
You wouldn't have a choice.
Back,
you can
out.
Walk if I come back this, in then. That's your choice.
I dare you to come back.
No, the...
For real, you left, dog.
Right, but he came back.
But you can't come back. You left us for dead
this
game.
I know, but you do realize that a lot of times in a game like that, there'll be a player who has to go to the bathroom during a game. They'll go back to the locker room for 5 minutes
That's
and then come
totally
back out.
Reasonable and different. Listen, if they would have allowed him to walk off on his own, and come back and check in the game, I would go to Chase Center
That's Spreewell.
And change Golden State Warriors to Golden State Draymond Greens because he was telling you he runs everything. I don't know why I'm so happy Steve Kerr stood up to him. Oh, and do you think that I'm being overly dramatic? I'm grading on a curve.
Well, how did he stand up to him?
By admitting we got into it, he wasn't going back in the game. Great question by Slater. Like, there were some standards that were implemented yesterday, and I love it. And a lot of people do.
I'm coming back to my seat. When did he get ejected? Or
third?
When did he walk off?
I want to say late third. I'm guessing.
8:30.
Okay. I'm coming back at about 6 minutes in the third quarter, and my seats are right below Friedel and Slater.
Okay, got it. I know where you're at. 120.
Right. And I get into my chair, and I said something like, this team stinks, you know, having fun with them. And both of them said, did you see what happened with Draymond?
That's immense.
And I said, no, I didn't, because I wasn't tapped in. He's like, he left. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, he walked in the locker room. He and Kerr got into it. So spare me Steve Kerr acknowledging it like that's some. I mean, Slater and Friedel knew when it happened. At the time, of course, they were going to ask him about it.
Evan,
nothing happened.
Oh, yeah. I got to ask Evan. In real time, did you see that or did you know that had happened? Like, when did you know, oh, my God, that popped off?
Well, I noticed it, but I didn't really think anything of it because it was tough from our angle. I saw Moses in between Kerr and Draymond, and I thought that was a little weird because he looked like he was kind of no commanding
doubt.
The huddle.
Yeah.
No disrespect to Moses. But then after 8 minutes of game time, you're like, where's Draymond Green? And you see more Gee Santos. So I think it's just weird.
Wow, man. Yeah, Stoney, I hear what you're putting down. I guess just from what I know in watching this team and Draymond's whole career, there was a way that a coach could have said, we didn't get into it presidential-like, and just said, yeah, we had a disagreement, nothing there.
Well, but he went to the locker room.
Yeah,
and that's a big deal. And so
to me, it is.
Yeah.
He quit. He quit on the team. Do you have a problem with anybody saying that last night?
I'm not going to.
So you put your emotions over the team. You were so hot at your coach that you need. Like, my only thing is, I'm being real, Stoney. What you was going to do? What's the next step? What's the next step, Dre? You had to go leave or what?
See, I'm not.
See, that's how I talk to my kid. Okay, what did you say? Like, that's what's I'm looking at it.
Right.
Or what?
Like, I'm sorry. I don't look at that as a bad thing.
Wow.
I mean, what if
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle?
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You got to extricate yourself from a situation because you're feeling volatile and violent.
And with your coach.
Okay, so then there's two things. Get volatile and violent with your coach or get the hell out of there. Again, they're both wrong. Ideally, I got to get off this. Yeah. But 888-957-9570. Let me do it real quick. Prev is Daniel TV. Jimmy has a 75% true shooting percentage without Draymond on the floor. With Draymond, he's got a 53% true shooting percentage. What that means, Jimmy ain't that efficient with Draymond Green. Love you, Prev. That segment was sponsored by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
We'll be fine.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.